Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This team won 3 games in a row more than any team in the National League. How much do you guys feel good about, no matter what the situation is, that you're going to come back and win?
Yeah, I mean, we love our group, and we got the most confidence in who we are as a unit. So, I mean, being down is being down. We know who we're playing. We know that's a real good ball club over there, and we know that it's our job now to go continue to finish the job.
All right, that's PCA with Bruce Levine. You also heard a play-by-play cut from Hall of Famer Pat Hughes. PCA with a huge base hit in the first inning, had a couple of RBIs as the Cubs prevail 4-3, 4-8-0 for the Cubs, 3-7-0 for the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-1 series lead for Milwaukee, but after the next 72 hours or so, it'll be 3-2 in favor of the Cubs, and they're going to move on to the championship series. Keller came out strong to finish the game. 4 big outs for Brad Keller, and the NLDS continues tomorrow right here on 670 The Score. We don't know who the Cubs will be with the start time of that ball game. Philadelphia and the Dodgers were waiting for that game to end. They're tied at 1 in the top of the 4th inning in L.A. Meantime, Toronto with a 5-1 lead over the Yankees. That ball game now in the bottom of the 8th. The Blue Jays can eliminate New York with a win tonight. And this afternoon, Javi Baez with 4 RBIs. And Detroit took care of business against Seattle 9-3. And game 5 in Seattle on Friday. This is Chuck Swirsky, Tyler Butimaw, getting it done right here on 670 The Score. And Bruce Levine, who knows baseball as well as anybody in this city, or any city for that matter, has been kind enough to join us live. Bruce, how you doing?
Great, Chuck. A great win for the Cubs. And, certainly a lot of people were predicting doom and gloom after the 2 losses in Milwaukee, and it was understandable because they weren't just losses. They got their brains beaten out. Tonight, the pitchers stood up. Jameson Taillon, was 4 innings, 12 outs. And Chuck, this time of year, it's not about, thinking about 6 or 7 innings. Managers manage now for, can you get me 12 outs? Can you get me 15 outs? Can you get me 6 outs? That's the game of baseball now. It's much different than we started out, some 40-odd years ago.
Bruce, tomorrow's starter remains to be seen. I mean, Craig Counsell addressed it, said he wants to think about it. But who do you think they're going to go with tomorrow?
Well, I mean, Matthew Boyd would be, your logical choice. However, it went so poorly for him the last time out, only getting 2 outs, giving up 6 runs. Only a few of them were earned because there was an error by Nico. But, Boyd, is such a good teammate and so honest after that. He said, look, it doesn't matter that Nico made an error. I could have gotten the next outs, and I didn't do it. So this is a team full of stand-up guys that really take full responsibility. And I think, you know, that type of leadership on this team goes really far, because you go locker to locker, you got a bunch of really good guys and really good ball players.
Milwaukee did not play well tonight, left a ton of runners on base, didn't do a very good job with runners in scoring position, fundamentally not sound whatsoever. So what are you expecting tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be a full day. Again, it's an elimination game, Chuck, for the Cubs, right? So this is their third elimination game in a week, right? They had an elimination game that they won against San Diego to advance on to the NLDS, and they had an elimination game today and another one tomorrow. So talk about backs to the wall. Talk about pressure. It's, again, every man in tomorrow. I talked to Brad Keller afterwards, and I talked to Kindredge, guys that pitched tonight, and I said, you know, what's left for you guys tomorrow? You're all maybe going to have to pitch because it's another elimination. They said, adrenaline takes over right now, okay? We don't feel the aches and pains. All we feel is the need to go out there and win for our team. And, you know, basically, mind over matter.
Well, see, Bruce, I'm from the viewpoint that the Cubs are going to win tomorrow. And if that happens, I'm guaranteeing the Cubs are going to win in five. I think they're going to win three straight from this ball club.
Well, again, no team in baseball, in the National League, had more three-game streaks than the Chicago Cubs. They had 15 during the season. It's second highest in baseball. And that one of those three was against the Brewers in August at Wrigley Field. So, you know, again, home field advantage. And don't think that the crowd doesn't matter, because it does. They hear it 41,000 strong. And, you know, when we talk about that in the media, people roll their eyes, right? But it's a factor, and it's a strong factor. It's factor number two. Factor number one is getting some good pitching, and they got some good pitching tonight. They really did. Holding them to three runs after they had scored 16 runs in the first two games, that was the key to the game.
You know, a lot of fans are calling, and we're going to go back to the phone lines in a few minutes at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767, or you can leave me a text as well. By the way, that Blue Jays ball game with the Yankees has moved in once again into the two outs, and we're in the bottom of the eighth, Toronto with a 5-1 lead. Thank you. But I want to ask you a question. A lot of fans are saying, hey, the Cubs are running on fumes. Do you agree with that?
Well, their pitching staff is. There's no question about it. I mean, tomorrow they're faced with, you have Boyd, who was out after two-thirds of an inning last time out. He's on regular rest, so it would be 4 days rest, pitches on the fifth day tomorrow. But, you know, it didn't go that well last time. And they have there's a possible surprise guy that's either going to possibly start or get numerous innings, and that's Aaron Civale, who pitched for the White Sox this year, who pitched for Milwaukee this year. Think about his track, Chuck. He was pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers early in the year. They were taking him out of the rotation and telling him he's going to the bullpen, and he said no.
Yeah,
I don't
he forced
go to the
that
bullpen.
Trade, didn't he?
He did. He did. And so he ends up with the White Sox, you know, in the Vaughn trade, and then now he's pitched some really important innings for the Cubs over the last month or so, and he's a well-rested guy with a great resume for pitching in big games during his career. So that's another option. They can go that direction if they don't go Boyd right away. I imagine Boyd's going to get into the game and get outs, but there's no way to predict for sure what Council and Jed Hoyer and the people that run the ball club over there decide to come up with tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, I'm so delighted the Cubs won, trust me, and I still believe the Cubs are going to win this series. I also have empathy, though, for Quinn Priester. I know his parents, and, you know, here's a young man, Kerry Grove, first-round pick by Pittsburgh a few years ago, bounced around in the Boston system, gets traded to Milwaukee, had a really nice season this year. Here he is, biggest game of his life. Pitching in his hometown, pitching against the team he grew up following, and his heart must have been racing 1,000 miles. I mean, and so while, you know, he didn't survive the first inning, I love what Pat Murphy, his manager, told him on the mound, saying, hey, we're going to need you. And, you know, where a lot of managers maybe would have just taken the ball from a pitcher and, you know, tossed his eyes in the sky, Pat Murphy impresses me a great deal as a manager, Bruce.
Well, both him and Council have one thing in common, and obviously you know the background and the connection with
right.
Council having played for him at Notre Dame and then brought him over as a coach when he took over as manager of the Brewers. The one thing that they have in common is they understand the modern athlete. Chuck, you see it in basketball because you've been doing it forever there. You see a change in the way that you have to talk to athletes. Athletes must be talked to like human beings, not necessarily like they used to be talked to 20, 30 years ago, where if you were you had a bad outing, you were in the manager's doghouse or you went directly to the minor leagues. Now it's a culture of, look, you're going to learn from this. We're going to need you. We believe in you. And the positivity of that message, maybe not only in sports, but, you know, maybe in society as well, Chuck, the way that people talk to each other. It's a better way, it's a more proficient way of getting through to an athlete. We hear so much about mental skills now for athletes, how essential that is for them to continue on during things, when things don't go right. And it's a better world, and sports are better for it.
Yep. You know, it's interesting because I've followed Murphy's career when he was in college. He was an excellent baseball manager. You mentioned Notre Dame, and he had a great, great run at Arizona State, and then mutual agreement, he leaves, and the Padres picked him up. But he was working, Bruce, in the front office, and he actually right. managed the Padres late in the season when Bud Black got fired. And so then he left the Padres organization and became Council's bench coach, and you know the rest of the story there. But I mean, they're different personalities. You can tell just by the interviews that they give. But I'll tell you what, I think these are really two guys that are joined at the hip with baseball acumen, and I think both organizations are very fortunate to have both guys in the dugout.
They are, and again, I'll just leave you with this, Chuck. Yesterday I asked him, what is the difference in the way that you coached successfully in college at Notre Dame and Arizona State and the way that you're coaching and managing the Milwaukee Brewers? And he said, I caught him at a really frank moment. He said, in college we tried to brainwash the kids, okay? In the pros, that doesn't work. Okay, so he said that was a fundamentally a different way that he coaches. Back then, you know, you flood them with positivity and teamwork and things like that. Here you just need to treat the individuals and the team consistently the same way, never losing it, always having the same message. Tough messages can be given one-on-one, but there's never any room for insulting or embarrassing a player anymore in the sport.
Yeah.
Again, I think the sport's better for it.
I understand that. And unfortunately, Bruce, or fortunately, it depends on how you look at things, that doesn't fly anymore, the brainwashing with collegiate athletes, because of NIL. These players right. are getting paid a ton of money. I mean, a ton of money. The elite players that right now are playing NCAA football, NCAA basketball, even at the baseball level, and even some women, although they're certainly not at the men's level, but revenue-producing sports, if you're a star, you're getting paid at the NCAA level. And if they don't like the coach, Bruce, guess what? They enter the portal. And they decide, you know what? I don't care if I go to four, five schools during my five-year run. I'm going to get paid, and I'm going to do what's best for me. These kids have agents, Bruce, in high school now. And again, I'm not knocking it. It is what it is. But, I mean, the days are long over where a coach can will himself on an 18, 19-year-old kid right. in college because that kid's going to leave.
Yeah, you know, the Bobby Knights and the Digger Phelps would not be able to
Done.
Coach right now.
Nope. Absolutely. Nope.
No way. The only thing about Bobby Knight that I always appreciated was if you didn't go to class and you didn't want to get a four-year degree, he didn't want you there anymore.
Yep.
And that's one thing. He was a tough character. You covered a lot of him as like I did. Same thing with Digger, but that wouldn't fly today. Either with the Dick Williams or the Don Zimmers, it just wouldn't fly.
No, I mean, you know, they would always kid around about, you know, and all you had to do is talk to Jim Palmer about what was it like under the tutelage of Earl Weaver. And I mean, those mound meetings in Baltimore got a little bit salty. Not a little bit, a lot. But, Bruce, listen, I appreciate your time very, very much. And thank you, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow after a Cubs win.
Well, I'll be on with Mully and Haw tomorrow at 7:25. And, Chuck, always appreciate listening to you and Bill doing the great work with the Bulls and our friendship for over 40 years now. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to believe. It seems like yesterday, my first night on the air, WCFL, August 27th of 1979. You know, Bruce, I'm just going to throw this out. The first game I saw as a sports talk show host in Chicago was on a weekend. I had just come in. I'm doing a Monday through Friday show. So I finally get to a game because I'm at the studio. And the Orioles are in town. And remember, that was a month after Disco Demolition. And the field right. was still torn up at Comiskey Park. And I'll never forget, I sit down in a chair, and guess who pulled up right next to me and sat down next to me? Les Grobstein. And so I introduce myself to Les. This is honest to God's true story. I introduce myself to Les, say, I'm Chuck Swirsky, I'm new. He introduced himself, very nice. And within 30 seconds, he goes, hey, can you name five members of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Because Pittsburgh was having a good year. And I said, yeah, I can. And he goes, go ahead. And I said, okay, where do you want me to start? You want me to start with Stargell, Omar Moreno, Bill Medlock, Manny Sanguian? You want to go with Burt Blylevin? You want to go with Bruce Giesen? Boom, boom, boom.
And you passed the test, Chuck.
I passed the test. Thank you very much. Bruce, I love you. I'll hear from
Take
you tomorrow
care,
morning.
Chuck.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's a true story. Did you know that story, Tyler? I kid you not. And from that moment on, every time I saw Les, it was a walking encyclopedia, and I missed the guy so much.
Everybody, you weren't down there, I was.
That is true. All right. Do you want to take a break, and then we're going to hear from Michael Bush, right? Okay. We're going to take a break on 670. The score. It was great hearing from Bruce where we were talking about Pat Murphy and brainwashing, you know, kids in college, and that is very, very true. And there was one coach in particular who did this, Tyler, when I was doing, right before I came to Chicago, I was doing a sports talk show in Columbus. And Woody Hayes had just been fired because he punched a linebacker, Charlie Ballman, of Clemson, in the Gator Bowl. So he gets fired, but he's still in Columbus. Earl Bruce was the new head coach. And I would talk to players who played under Woody Hayes. And I said, you know, I'm not going to use your name on the talk show, but what was it like playing for Woody Hayes? He said, if Woody Hayes, from the moment you signed on, he instilled the fear of God, and you did not want to even think about crossing the line, ever. And, you know, friends of Iowa just passed Woody Hayes is the all-time winningest Big Ten coach. But, yeah, those days are over. The NIL, the money, everything. But, hey, more power to the players. Good for them. It should have happened a long time ago. But players always got paid under the table. Not like this. But, you know what? If you were a five-star stud at any major university, you were getting something. You were getting some cha-ching, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. 670 the score, 312-644-6767. Chuck Swirsky, Tyler Butterball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back with more Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He's going to try to throw something that's going to be right on the edge of the strike zone if he can. You got two guys with a lot of adrenaline rushing through them right now, though.
There's the pitch. Line drive, base hit into right field. It's going to drive in one. It's going to drive in two. Cubs lead 3-1. Pete Crow Armstrong delivers. Advancing to third is Ian Happ. Horner and Tucker both scored. Cubs lead 3-1.
All right, that's the voice of the great Pat Hughes right here on 670 The Score. Huge base hit. Big time base hit. Cubs win it 4-3. And another game tomorrow at Wrigley Field. That place will be rocking. We don't know the start time, but Philadelphia with a 3-1 lead over the Dodgers. And I believe, Tyler, that if the Phillies hold on and win that game, and again, they're only in the fifth inning of play, but if the Phils win, I believe that start time is 8:08 Central Time here in Chicago. Elsewhere, Toronto with a 5-1 lead. That ball game now in the bottom of the ninth. If the Blue Jays hold on and beat the Yankees, they will advance to the American League Championship Series. Now, I've got to check this to find out the last time Toronto was in the American League Championship Series. I wonder if it was when they won back-to-back World Series in 92-93. It's been a very long time for the Blue Jays having an opportunity to get to the World Series. And Detroit 9-3 over the Mariners today, that game in Detroit at Comerica Park, and Game 5 in Seattle on Friday. All right, we've got what's going on, Tyler? Who do we have at the podium right now? We've got Michael Busch and PCA. All right, let's go to that post-game interview, and then we'll come back. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts right here on 670 The Score.
Yeah, well, that's the goal every time, is just to take advantage of moments where guys, you know, do it in front of you. I think Michael hitting the homer, I think that just adds so much comfort for the rest of the inning, because it's like, you know, it's 0-0 again. I've been pretty fortunate in a couple of these elimination games to just have pretty nice opportunities in front of me with guys on base, and I think that makes this this job just a little bit easier sometimes. So,
Christina, and then Megan. Actually, Christina, there's a mic behind you.
Is Michael, just the way that the pop-up loss in the sun, to be able to come back the way you did, if you just take us through the emotions of that whole inning.
Yeah, obviously, you know, lost it. And then to be able to, you know, let up a run there was, you know, kind of, you know, upsetting, but at the same time had to flush it. J-Mo kind of, you know, did a really good job at only letting one run up. But then, you know, just tried to reset. It's a long game, and, you know, there's a lot of outs, and, you know, just tried to remind myself of just, you know, have a good at-bat. And I think that, along with, you know, energy in the dugout, really helped. And, yeah, I thought that first inning, just 1-9, we had, you know, some phenomenal at-bats. Put a lot of pressure on them. You know, obviously it was big for us that inning.
Megan.
Michael, what you've been able to do in the leadoff spot, especially when it comes with the home runs, just how would you just describe your approach, especially now with kind of having a reputation of, you know, being able to go deep in the first at bat? And then Pete, just what has it been like watching what he has done in the leadoff spot?
Yeah, it's, you know, it always doesn't go that way, but, you know, just try to have a good at bat. You know, from the moment I was placed in that spot, I just, you know, they put me there, and I thought, you know, why change what I do, and just having a good at bat, staying aggressive, trusting my eyes, and you know, from there it's just kind of, you know, one of those things where I just try to have my at bat, and you know, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't, but you know, I was happy to kind of get it going, and you know, that first inning was fun, and it was good for us.
Yeah, he's gotten it going for us this whole second half. It's really cool to be in a dugout when people are, like, hot and are on tears. I just think the leadoff spot's so cool because as the game's kind of progressed, you're seeing guys like Schwarber and, I mean, George Springer when he was leading off all the time and kind of doing what Bushy's doing. I just think that's so exciting. And to be able to set a tone like that, or to be able to, like I said, make that ball game 0-0, I think that's so huge. So, I mean, the confidence we have in sending Bushy up there any at bat is, it's obviously very high, but the confidence that I have when Michael Busch leads off a ball game or an inning is through the roof, and I think, yeah, I think I'm just one of the lucky ones that gets to have watched his year so far. So,
a few more for these guys. We'll go back to Sadov.
Michael, can you just take us through what the feeling was in the dugout when Pete got that hit in the first inning, and kind of, you know, just how huge that was?
It is. It's huge. I think that's a perfect word to put it. You know, coming through, came through San Diego against Yu Darvish. It's a big at bat, a big swing. I think that's just kind of what we're trying to do as a collective group, is just get guys on, put pressure on them, and, you know, sometimes we're going to come through, and, you know, sometimes we might not, but just kind of passing the baton and keep putting pressure on them. I feel like we had a lot of trust in our guys in the lineup, guys on the bench, to just come through in those situations, and, you know, he's come through huge for us, and, you know, he's done that for us all year. been a big reason is, you know, to why we're where we are. But yeah, another big swing by him.
Go to the back left.
You guys, obviously, in game one, you had a starter who couldn't make it out of the first inning. Today, you guys do it to them. What does that mean? How meaningful is it to knock out a starter in the first inning and really just set the tone from the start?
I think that's, you know, it's kind of what we're trying to do, I guess. We're just trying to have good at-bats one after the other and put pressure on them, make them make decisions. And, you know, no matter who's on the mound, you know, we're trying to get guys on base. We're trying to score them. You know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But the more that you can put pressure on them, get guys and runners in scoring position, you know, I feel like the better off you are. I think that's just kind of what we've been doing all year. You know, getting a lot of guys on base. And then, you know, there's 1 through 9. And like I said, guys on the bench, guys just come through in big spots.
I mean, yeah, if we could take the starter out the first inning every game, I think we'd have a 150-win season. That's just hugely important, getting into the bullpen in these kind of series. I mean, it's not like we're facing anybody that's a walk in the park if we get to their bullpen early. I think it's just beneficial as the series goes on. And, I mean, obviously our goal is to play into game five here. So I think any time you get to make the bullpen work a little bit harder is just – it's really good as you move forward.
Megan?
Your guys' bullpen has been so lights out for most of the season. Just how would you describe being on the field in that eighth inning there, watching what Keller did getting out of that jam?
Yeah, BK's had to come in some tough spots here and there. As have a lot of our guys. You know, I think there's been points where we haven't picked our bullpen up as an offense. At the same time, I think the bullpen's always got confidence in the other eight of us that are out there with them. And just the fact that we're going to go make plays. It's always nice, though, when BK can kind of come in and shut the door, and anybody can come in and put the ball on the ground and let Dansby and Nico go to work, let Bushy go to work, Matt. But, I mean, that's just so cool watching him come in like such a big situation. It's my first time getting to see playoff ball and be a part of it. So kudos to BK, because he's, along with the other guys in the bullpen, that he just they've all come in big spots and got the job done so many times.
We'll go to the back right.
Sorry.
Pete, if you had a second chance to cut that ball in the eighth inning, you think you would catch it?
Yeah. There's just like some heights there's some like types of flight on the baseball that are a little tricky when it's a little lower. I think you see it with Ian a little bit more, just because it feels like he's more square with those lights. But that was just one that I was fighting the lights, and I've made that play before where I'm fighting the lights, and then tonight, you know, would have been big if I did make that play. So I was. You definitely opened up a wound. No, I was kicking myself, but yeah, I absolutely make that play again if I get the chance, for sure.
We'll take one more on the back right.
And do you guys have any message for the fan base that brought all this energy tonight?
You want to start?
Yeah, I mean, just bring it right back. You know, this is, it's been fun to be a part of. You know, the fan base, just the energy that they brought all season, and then obviously into the postseason, it's been phenomenal. I think it's one of those things is, you know, you get the fan base behind you, you get them on their feet loud. It's you know, it's like an extra person out there for you. Create a lot of pressure for them, and it's fun. It's fun to, you know, be out there a part of it. But it's a lot of fun to see them, kind of the energy they bring from the first pitch to the last. You know, just bring it right back. We're going to need them tomorrow, and, you know, we're excited about it, too.
Yeah, we got more ball to play, for sure.
A lot of ball to be played. You know, I can't wait, and I hope the Brewers are listening, because they bust down to Chicago. Tyler Butabaugh, our producer, engineer, spinning the dials here. So they bust to Chicago. Can you imagine that bus ride home tomorrow after the Cubs win? You don't think they're going to be tight, even in front of their home fans? And I'll tell you what, don't think about that. A lot of people are going to sell those tickets in Wisconsin, and Cub fans are going to buy those tickets. It's going to be like Wrigley Field North for Game 5. I can see it now. And the Cubs are going to celebrate on the field of the Milwaukee Brewers.
How great would that be?
That would be, awesome.
I would love to see that in a Game 5.
Yeah, there's nothing like when, I mean, listen, the Cubs would love to win it on their own ballpark. We know that. Everyone knows that. But there's something about winning on the road. Take that, Milwaukee! Just like when the Bears beat the Packers. You gotta love it. Okay, the NLDS tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Cubs host the Brewers. Let's get a update now on what's happening in Major League Baseball. So we've got Philly and the Dodgers. That game now in the fifth inning to play. Philadelphia with a 3-1 lead. If the Phillies hold on and win that game, I believe it's 8:08 first pitch. And, of course, we'll have complete coverage during the morning, along with Mully and Haw and Spiegelman Holmes. They're going to be live from Gallagher Way. We got Rami Makhlouf and from 6 to 7:30. We got pregame coverage beginning at 7:30 as well, right here on 670 The Score. Every local broadcast of Cubs baseball can be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. And we got a huge weekend. Why? The Bulls are playing on 670 The Score. Go Bulls! That's right. Who are they taking on? Milwaukee. Yes. Preseason or no preseason, I don't care. Giannis, I want you to play 48 minutes against the Bulls. All right. Tune in Sunday morning because not only with the Bulls that night, but Sunday morning we have the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. You got Josh Liss, our team of marathon experts, will be broadcasting live from the finish line. They're going to have spaghetti. They got a lot of pasta. They got the pancakes. I just made that up. It can only be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app from 7 to 11 on Sunday morning. All right, let's see. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Yes! 5-2 in favor of Toronto. So the Blue Jays now await the winner of Detroit and Seattle. But I don't care about that. All I care about is that the Cubs are going to beat the Brewers in 5 games. I can't wait. It's going to be such a long bus ride for the Brewers tomorrow because they have to start. They're going to be so tight for Game 5. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. I'm losing my mind here, Tyler. Do we have to take a break or can we take the calls? Okay, let's go to, Marcy. You're on the line, or is that Al? I'm sorry. Al, how you doing?
I'm fine, Chuck. Actually, Marcy's my wife's name.
Ah, very good. We'll see. Hey, I'm channeling Marcy. Yes, go ahead.
38 years of marriage.
Nice.
Chuck, I was 15 in August of when you started on the air, and I grew up listening to WLS 890 as a kid and fell in love with the Cubs as a young child. And this, I was at the game tonight. I just got home. My voice is hoarse because I'm one of those fans that cheers, and I circle players. And on my scorecard, I circle Nico. Say, PCA, Carson.
Okay.
Carson. And I cheer him. And when I cheer, it is a little annoying, I know, for people around me, but then everyone else starts to cheer. And it's just so much fun. But tonight's game, I've been to so many games. I was actually a vendor when I was in high school and college in the summers. But when I'm at the games, it's so exciting. But something happened tonight. This was the most stressful, exciting game I've ever been to, and I was nervous all day. It's just that game, as you know, Chuck, I mean, you do basketball games, that win or go home. And to know that we did it in 2016, but we had a much deeper team. But anyway, to be there and the nerves, and at the very end when we walked the bases loaded, and to get out of it. It was exhilarating. It was, I'm still shaking, and it took me an hour and a half to get home.
Well, I'm you know what? This is the fun of being a fan. Okay, this is why we listen, why we watch, we attend games. The thrill of a ball game like this, because you know what the sport is about. Sport is going into a ballpark or an arena, or when you flip on the radio or TV dial, we have no idea what the outcome's going to be. You go to a play or you go to a movie, you kind of know what's going on, right? All you have to do is Google and find out if you really want to peek and look ahead. You know what's happening. You go to a ball game, you had no idea what was happening tonight. You had no idea that the Cubs were going to force Priester out in the first inning. They were going to get four runs and then hold on. We didn't know that Keller was going to get four big outs. We didn't know that a ball was going to drop as Mother Nature with the sun and whatnot in the first inning to play. That's fun, right?
So much fun.
So that's why we keep coming back, and that's why these huge TV deals. Why? Because it's content, and it's great content, and we watch, and we listen, and we go to the ballpark. And so you got to love sports, but I thank you. Hey, Tyler, I'm going to go back to the phone line. You know, I just realized I was thinking about the Blue Jays, you know, and because I'm a big Jays fan. I love the Blue Jays. But I was thinking, I feel badly for Aaron Judge. I'm serious. I do. I mean, I don't know if the big dumpster is going to win it, the MVP, Cal Raleigh, or whether it's going to be Judge. But, you know, it's conceivable. I mean, he probably can play another, what, 4 or 5 years maybe. He'll DH, whatever. But I'm wondering whether or not he's ever going to win a World Series.
I mean, he came close last year, but,
yeah, but close,
he didn't show
listen.
Up. He didn't show up in the postseason, so that was
no, he
that's
didn't.
On him.
No, he didn't. Okay. Wow. You just threw Aaron Judge. Okay, fine. You want to mention any other Yankees? Give me those stats on the Yankees from a year ago. Yeah, he didn't play well. You're right. But I'm not throwing Judge under the bench. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame. You know that. I know that, Tyler. And you don't know anything. But all I'm telling you is that when's the last time the Yankees won a World Series? Check on this. Was it what? I'm saying 2010. It's been a long, long time. So if you have those stats in front of you, and I'm not talking about Judge, but it's conceivable Aaron Judge could go without a World Series ring.
2009 against the Phillies.
2009. So that's what, 16 years ago. He could be the Charles Barkley of Major League Baseball. Barkley played in the finals against the Bulls in 93, right? So, Judge is a world-class player, an elite player, and also, by all accounts, a great guy, right? But, wow, okay. So, that's all I got. All right, let's go to Dominic in Glendale Heights. Dominic, you're on 670 The Score.
Hello, how are you doing this evening? But you're absolutely right. It's so exhilarating when you're there and when you're listening, when you're watching, because you don't know the outcome. The outcome could be anything, okay? Anything could happen at any moment. The reason why I called, though, was for the simple fact is that you need Bush to lead off again. He needs to be in the lineup. They can't put him down. This guy is the
hottest
thing we have
on his team. Trust me, he's going to lead off tomorrow.
He has to because, you know, I would flip him, though. I'd put Nico and then him because Nico is batting almost .400 in the postseason right now, and he's getting on base. And I got to say, Hap's got to go to the bottom, either before Shaw or after Shaw, because how many times can you watch men on base and he's up and he's not delivering? I'm sorry, but he's a big out for the team. He's just not producing. And it's sad to say he's been there a long time. He's just not producing. And that's all I have to say. But isn't it exciting when you don't know what's going to happen?
Well,
it's amazing, isn't it?
But listen, you know what? I am telling you what's going to happen tomorrow. The Cubs are going to win, and then they're going to win Game 5 in Milwaukee. So when would Game 5 be? Saturday, right? Game 5 would be Saturday. And I'm telling you right now. And then the Cubs are, and unless Philly can win 3 in a row, that'd be kind of cool to see Schwarber. Can you imagine Schwarber against the Cubs and with a ticket to the World Series? Now, that would be awesome. Let's see. What's happening with Philly? 3-1 that game now in the sixth. Dodgers with the 2-1 lead. Dodgers, of course, won both games in Philadelphia. And I took Philly to win that series in five. But again, remember, I took the Cubs to win in three over the Padres, and I'm taking them in five over the Brewers, and then I took in seven the Cubs to beat Philadelphia.
I like it, Chuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to rock with you on that one.
Thank you, Todd. Boy, you're generous. Hey, you can join Dave Wannstedt and Chris Tannehill live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan for the Four Winds Football Forecast this Sunday. The event is free to the public. Starts at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, because Indiana has those wacky, and Michigan has those wacky, daylight savings time. When do we flip over? The fall ahead, spring back? Or is it either way, fall ahead, fall back, spring? I don't know what it is. All I can tell you is that Dave Wannstedt's great. And, Dave Wannstedt does that commercial for shoes, right? Is that right, Tyler? And he says, I walk everywhere. You want to know how many times I bump into Dave Wannstedt downtown on Michigan Avenue? He does walk everywhere. I see him Sundays for 7 a.m. Mass at Holy Name Cathedral, and he walks right down the aisle past me. Coach! Coach! And he keeps right on walking. But
I know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you want to take some more calls, or what do you want? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is Chuck Swirsky, Tyler Buteball, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Out number two.
That was gas in the outside corner. He just reared back and threw it right past him. That is a big pitch for Keller.
Major pitch. He was a stud tonight, period. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Rob in Valparaiso. Rob, welcome. 670 The Score. How about the Cubs?
Oh, man, I love the Cubbies. First thing I want to start off is I want to tell you thank you. This series has brought so many memories back. I grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on the border there. And I grew up a Cub and a Brewer fan because there was never any way possible they were ever going to meet each other when the Brewers were in the American League. And I loved both teams. And my junior year, I moved to Valparaiso, and the Brewers went in the National League, and I stuck with the Cubs and had five kids and made them all Cubs fans.
All right, and, love it. Go ahead real quickly.
But you were the first sports talk host that I ever listened to in 79. And when I turned on the radio tonight and I heard you, I'm like, boy, everything's just coming around, and I truly believe the Cubs are going to win this series. But you to me are the godfather of sports talk radio, and I know other people came before you, but laying in bed.
Well, actually, they didn't come before me. We did the first nightly sports talk show in Chicago on the old WCFL. So, I mean, that's how old I am. I'm just being honest. I mean, that was a long time. That was, 46 years ago. So, you know what? We were the first to do it Monday through Friday. I'm very proud of that. But more importantly, I'm proud of the fact that I got to work with some really great people in my first job here in Chicago. Like I get to work with great people here, like Tyler Butabaugh. Tyler, we love you, and we're going to be working again together on Sunday for the Bulls and Bucks.
Yes, sir.
When the Bulls, another Chicago team, beats another Wisconsin team. And it's going to be a Chicago love fest against Wisconsin. And all that cheese that they serve. Think about their offseason. The only thing that's really relevant for Wisconsin teams, they'll be eating cheese curds. That's what the Brewers are going to be eating on the bus ride to Milwaukee tomorrow after the Bulls win and the Cubs win. And the Bears. You know what I mean. Anyway, listen, I got to run. Believe me, I do have to run. Always a pleasure. Tyler, thank you. Mully and Hall will have a ton of stuff going on tomorrow, all day long, right here on the home of the Cubs, 670 The Score.
When I'm on sports talk radio, I learn to just keep talking, and that's helpful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.